This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Good Day Health Time. Time for us to introduce you if you are new to the program. A lot of people over these holiday weekends, like the Thanksgiving weekend, where we are at the moment, don't know or haven't become familiar with a lot of the people that are regulars and important contributors to this program. And among them, certainly at the top of the list, in fact, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, has been an important part of this program for over a decade, has great expertise, especially in cardiology, as you might glean. Clever how I am at understanding these things, Ken. Lake Cardiology would be a clinic that specializes in your heart, your circulation, your well-being when it comes to how many miles? 62 miles of plumbing that we have in our body? Is that what you say?
Yeah, about 60,000.
60,000?
Miles.
62,000, wow. All right, so the credibility is here for Ken. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. I think we had a practical bit of advice for people, but now that the eating is sort of over or people have strung it out because it goes through the weekend with leftovers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there are a lot of things that are important to remember with regard to overeating. I have indigestion like you wouldn't believe from eating things that have too much glucose or whatever they have that I shouldn't be eating, rolls and muffins and that kind of stuff. So what didn't you say at some point this past week that there are more heart attacks and more people visiting emergency rooms because of the food they eat or what, who knows what after Thanksgiving?
Well, there's a lot of visits. A lot of it has to do with that adult beverage that many consume this time of year. Maybe too much in excess, just being a hell of a guy or a gal. And, yes, get to the scale. I'm getting to the gym later today and try to burn off some of Thanksgiving Day festivities.
Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. You got to burn it off. Okay, you're going to get a kick out of this. Only I tell you this because we have had conversations probably pretty much since the beginning. And I think I told you last week that because I have this ringing in my ears after the last airplane trip, and I had my ear hadn't popped until I put some hydrogen peroxide in my ear and some ear drops and stuff. And finally the pop happened, but I've been left with this sort of high-pitched white noise that I hear in my ear that I've always heard over the years, but it seems to be a little more pronounced these days. So I went to see the ear specialist, and he stuck something up my nose. Oh, man, it was not comfortable. And he stuck stuff in my ear, and he got a little bit of wax out, and he said, "You're hearing, you had a hearing test," and I missed a little eensy-teensy bit at the high end. Of course, I'm accused by, excuse me, people that I love and you know to whom I'm referring, that I don't hear as well. And perhaps part of it is selective hearing, and perhaps some of it I'm just not listening. Is the difference between listening and hearing, I think, and the part, the technical part is actually hearing, being able to hear the sounds, and then you do what you can with them. But the instruments, I didn't ask a very nice guy, very well-trained, has an Oxford medical degree, so this guy knows his way around. But the tools he used to stick up my nose, and he sprayed some stuff up in there longer, further than anybody ever stuck anything up my nose. He cleaned a lot of stuff out. Anyway, the bottom line was that he said, he told me two things that I remember, both for your benefit and the audience's benefit at this time of year. A lot of people are going through some of these things, sinusitis and, you know, the kinds of things on the farm that I'm getting exposed to because of the dry, dusty summer and things that are in my lungs. So he said at the end, you know, I didn't need a hearing aid, and my hearing was fine, just, you know, to be aware of the little pitches that are off. And then he said, get a flu shot. And I looked at him and I said, why? I've never had a flu shot in my life. Why am I going to get one now? He said, well, because I can see stuff up in there that might make you more susceptible to getting some sort of viral infection or whatever it is. So I pressed him on it a little bit more. And I said, why do I need any? I don't like flu shots. And he said, I understand. A lot of people have that point of view. I'm just telling you, you'll have a better chance this winter of warding off the flu if you get a flu shot. So I didn't go out and get one, but I guess I'm giving it some thought. If I travel, I'll be traveling this next month. I'll be back and forth to Florida a couple of times, and California a couple of times, and Israel, and so maybe, I don't know, whether I succumb to it or not. I just think if we have strong immune systems, you don't have that problem. But I thought you would get a kick out of the fact that he...
So what did he diagnose as the cause of your tinnitus?
He didn't really say. He said that it's something that happens as you get a little bit older. You're liable to have it, whether it goes away or it doesn't. It will happen on its own, kind of. And he didn't refer to it as tinnitus, but I have had people in my family who have had it, and it just stays with them. My sister's husband has had it for years and years and years. And it's, I'm sure, certainly worse. I don't even notice it unless, like, when I'm on the air or I'm talking to people. The only time I really notice it now is when I wake up in the morning. Or if, and there's not much during the day that there isn't noise going on between the radio program and the farm and talking to friends and families and loved ones. I don't really have much quiet time, which may be a problem in and of itself. But I do, when I'm going to bed at night, if I'm by myself and I'm reading, I'm not as conscious of it as I am when I wake up. Is that normal?
I've seen so much variability with tinnitus over the years. I mean, you do have this perception of noise or ringing in the ears, right?
It's a high-pitched white noise.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a high-pitched white noise. And that's all I can. It's the same kind of white noise we have on the radio sometimes when things, the connections aren't very good.
And you haven't had any ear injury in the past?
No.
I guess he saw that there wasn't any. And,
yeah, he said my inner ear is perfect on both sides.
But he did pick up some hearing loss?
He picked up a little bit, just a teensy bit on the high end. Now don't give Meredith fodder, will you please? He said there's nothing wrong with my hearing. I don't need any help. But I just, at the high ends, I don't hear high-pitched noise, high-pitched pitches, whatever, high-pitched frequencies, if that's what it is. And he attributed that more to having a headset on my head for 5 or 6 hours a day for 50-some-odd years than anything else.
Did he have to take out any earwax?
He took a little bit of earwax out of one side.
Did it change anything?
Change anything in what way?
In terms of this noise that you're hearing?
No. Didn't change anything. Nope. Not a bit. Now, I'm sitting here with my headsets on, and we have quiet for just a second, and I don't hear. I don't hear the noise. Isn't that interesting? When I don't, let me see if I take my headsets off. I don't hear him. I don't hear it now either. With my headsets off. So maybe it's something that has to do with the time of day, much as anything else, or what the activity has been.
He didn't make any association to your neck or anything like that?
No. Nope. No, he didn't make any. He was interested that I wore a headset as much as I do, and that the noise on the farm, he said more than anything else, the noises on the farm, the tractors, the loud equipment, machinery, would have probably had more impact on me than anything else.
Right.
And he said, why don't you wear an ear protective device? And I said, because then I can't hear the equipment, and the equipment has its own music. And if you're using a piece of equipment, and it has a rhythm to it, a noise, and if something breaks, and you don't hear that noise changing, because it is, it's noise with a purpose. the choppers and mowers and balers and all that stuff all have a rhythm. And only people that are farmers probably know that. But if you're driving heavy equipment, you know, it's the same thing. Anything has, or even if you're in an office and you have a computer that has, or a printer or something, you can tell if it's not working right by whether it hits the rhythm. And yeah, if you've got protective gear under your ears, you can't hear it.
I bet it's just related to your noise exposure.
Maybe. You can check it out when we visit with you next month. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. We're going to go through the important medical news of the week and other things that are going on during the course of this hour. It's now 16 past the hour on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos and Doug Steffen.
For pet owners and their four-legged friends, interacting with other dogs is a great opportunity to exercise and socialize, but can also pose health risks. Pet expert Julia Szabo explains.
Your dog's social life can put him or her at risk for health conditions such as canine influenza and parasites like fleas and ticks, which can cause both disease and discomfort. It's important to be in the know about risk factors and prevention options. Here are a few tips. Ensure your dog's vaccinations are up to date. Always discuss your pet's lifestyle with your veterinarian, including travel plans. Be aware of disease threats that could impact your dog. For example, there's a new strain of canine influenza, and it's incredibly contagious. Check your dog regularly for ticks. Catching them early can reduce the risk of Lyme disease. Talk to your veterinarian about choosing the right product to protect your pets from parasites. For example, Bravecto is the only oral chew to deliver flea and tick protection to dogs for up to 12 weeks.
Visit mypet.com to learn more. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health. Bravecto important safety information. The most common adverse reactions recorded in clinical trials were vomiting, decreased appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, polydipsia, and flatulence. Bravecto has not been shown to be effective for 12 weeks duration in puppies less than 6 months of age. Bravecto is not effective against Lone Star ticks beyond 8 weeks after dosing. Visit my...
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Acre 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, loan availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen. Don't forget, Dr. Ken is a great resource. Those of you who live locally in Central Florida, and I advise this, and I'm coming from New England down to see him. People come from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world to visit Ken at his clinic. And when you listen to his measured approach to medical issues, when you're listening to him here on this program describe the research and then talk about how he treats patients, so many people are desirous of another opinion. I got one opinion from their local cardiologist or local doctor, and they want to get a second opinion. This is the place to go. Lake Cardiology's number is 352-735-1400. So no matter where you are, locally or nationally, take advantage of Ken and his expertise and his specialty. 352-735-1400. Speaking of telephone numbers, I'm going to be advising you to call 800-655-4183. In a few moments, Ken's going to tell you why that's a good number to know. 21 after the hour on Good Day Health.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, we're at 23 at the hour, the Good Day Health Hour, brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats. 30-day supply of Super Beats is yours free when you're ordering your first time around, because a lot of new people listen during the holiday weekends, Ken. People who either the station's not carrying the program regularly and they use it as a way to keep their listeners alive and well and tuned in and informed, or there are people who are not focused on work as much and they can listen and pay more attention to what they're hearing. So we ought to spend a moment or two talking about Super Beats and why it is that it's a good idea to get on the program. Never mind, you get a 30-day supply free when you call 800-655-4183. Sometimes that's all people hear, because we talk about hearing. Hearing seems to be a theme. You know, over the years we've developed themes and conversation on programs sometimes, and maybe hearing becomes part of a theme here today because of my experience this week. But if you're listening carefully, you'll write down 800-655-4183. Or maybe you'll just, while we're talking, pick up the phone and say, I want some of these Super Beats. Tell them why this is a smart move, Ken.
Well, the body needs to continuously make a gas called nitric oxide. And just like we have oxygen and carbon dioxide in our body, nitric oxide, it's the third gas in the body. And this is based on Nobel Prize winning research. The discovery of nitric oxide was only made as recently as 1988, and then it received the Nobel Prize in 1998. And your body just needs to continuously remake it, and you need the building blocks of this nitric oxide. And one of the really nice ways to make sure you have enough is with these products from Neogenis, the name of the company. They make two products. One is Neo 40, which makes sure that your tank of nitric oxide is adequate, and then the second product, Super Beats, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide if you're going to go work out at the gym, if you're getting that 2 in the afternoon fatigue that so many get. They reach for caffeinated or high sugar beverages, which you don't need. Super Beats is a nice alternative. I recommend everyone check their nitric oxide with the saliva test strips that Neogenis makes, and then you can figure out if you need to take their Neo 40 product, which will replete, which will fill up the tank to make sure you have enough of this nitric oxide. The whole body from head to toe relies on nitric oxide as a signaling molecule. Blood vessels relax after they're spread sprayed by the red blood cells with nitric oxide so that the red blood cell can get through and deliver oxygen from head to toe. So in order for your body to work properly, it needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. And many of us, as we get older, we can't eat enough of the building blocks to make the nitric oxide. The body doesn't make enough of it naturally. And by getting extra building blocks from these two products will help your body work better, and you'll feel better, your blood pressure will be better, and from head to toe, things will work better.
And you prescribe, not prescribe, but you advise a lot of your patients when you see that this would be appropriate to use Super Beats.
I advise them to check their levels of nitric oxide, and then I advise if they're looking for a more healthy way to get an energy boost to use the Super Beats.
How do you check your level of nitric oxide?
With a saliva test strip that this company Neogenis that we're talking about makes, ask them, they'll send you the saliva test strips, and you just put a little piece of saliva in on it and look at the color.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. And you'll get, as I said, a free 30-day supply of Super Beats when you put in your first order. Works three times faster to give you the results that you need. The blood goes to your head, to your muscles, all over your body. 800-655-4183. Get the book Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. All kinds of great reasons to call that number now and get on the Super Beats program. 800-655-4183. 28 past the hour, medicines that send you to the ER coming up next here.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256. 9256.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the oneness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The hour. There are 2 hours every weekend and during the week that are devoted to health on the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour and Dr. Ken Kronhaus in the other hour. You have the benefit of Dr. Kronhaus here with us from Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida. We're here to discuss the medical news of the week, its implications for you, how to take care of problems, simple and complex, with your body. It is a one-stop shop. I wonder if you'd like to spend a minute talking about Florence Henderson dying, Ken, at the age of 82. I think this is the Brady Bunch mom. I think I remember seeing that she had a heart problem. Is that she had died of a heart attack? Is that right?
Well, as I understand it, the official cause of death is heart failure, but from what they're...
What is heart failure? Is that like a heart attack, or is it something more complex?
Well, it's often caused by a heart attack, but heart failure just means that the heart's not pumping an adequate amount of blood to meet the needs of the body. And you can either have a pump that can't contract because it's weak, or a pump that's stiff and it doesn't fill with blood. And one of the many causes, a common cause, is a heart attack. And apparently, from what they're reporting, she had no known history of heart disease, and this came on unexpectedly. In fact, she was one of her daughters from the Brady Bunch was in Dancing with the Stars just this past week, and apparently Florence Henderson went to root her on.
Yeah.
And this then occurred unexpectedly. She died at Cedars-Sinai, UCLA Hospital in Los Angeles, which is an outstanding hospital in general, and an extremely outstandingly good heart place to be. So if they could have done anything to save her, she was in the right hospital.
Right. Well, so it's interesting to see how that... You have said many times in this program that heart disease, heart failure, heart problems happening more and more to women, and used to be the case, it's more prevalent as a cause of death than anything else. I think I've heard you say it used to be that men were the ones who would be worried about heart failure, but now that's not the case.
Well, in general, heart disease has always been a woman's problem, but it's been an exceptionally greater woman's problem in the last decade or two, because women, unfortunately, want to be more like men, and men have done a lot of things that are not in their natural life healthy to the heart. And as you increase mental stress, as you smoke more, as you sleep less, you're going to get more heart disease.
Yep. All right, so the passing of Florence Henderson, something that we note here. All right, as it is Thanksgiving weekend, there are a lot of people who are going to the emergency room for various reasons. And also, there's a report out this week on certain medicines that send people more frequently to the ER as well. What's the scoop?
This is rather amazing. This comes out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They estimate, Doug, that one in 250 Americans lands in the hospital emergency department each year because of a medication-related reaction or problem. One in 250. So what they did was look at which drugs were the biggest culprits, and then maybe how we can get this number down by understanding the drugs we take. What they identified was that blood thinners, diabetes medications, and antibiotics topped the list. These drugs account for 47% of emergency department visits for adverse drug events, Doug. Among older adults, the list is a little bit different. Blood thinners, diabetes medicines, and opioid pain killers are implicated in nearly 60% of emergency department visits for adverse drug events. And people on blood thinners like warfarin, for example, you need to have your blood levels checked regularly due to major risks of internal bleeding. And problems also arise with these blood thinners like Coumadin or warfarin when there is insufficient monitoring of dose adjustments, or when you take other medications which interact with warfarin or Coumadin, especially antibiotics. So you have to be very careful when you're on these blood thinners to monitor the blood, and also make sure whenever you get a new drug, you tell the doctor you're on Coumadin. Diabetic patients taking insulin run into trouble when their blood sugar levels fall too low. If they forget to eat or accidentally administer the wrong dose, they can pass out, fall, or break a hip. A too common reason for presenting to the emergency room. 27% of trips to the ER for drug-related reactions and other health problems, Doug, were serious enough to require hospital, which also is amazing. Among kids, it's antibiotics, which account for 56% of emergency visits for adverse drugs events among children 5 years and under. For kids ages 6 to 19, antibiotics were the most common drugs, followed by antipsychotic drugs, which are often prescribed for children with disruptive behaviors. And this is just an area where you've got to be a little more cautious.
Mm-hmm. All right. In terms of your specialty, which is the heart, circulation, etc., this next study about stroke rates is good news, it would seem.
This is
well,
good.
I mean, it's in part. There's some good to it, and there's some bad to it, I guess.
This is exactly a yin-yang story. It's good for the older folks among us, but the younger people, it's not so good. This comes out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. There's a new generation gap, another one in America. Strokes are increasingly striking young people, and at the same time, stroke rates are dropping for those 55 and older, Doug. Older Americans, they appear to be benefiting from blood pressure medication and cholesterol-lowering drugs that were unavailable to those who came before them. But the younger generation, Doug, they're being harassed by, they're being hammered by obesity and type 2 diabetes. Doctors, we need to start evaluating people as early as their teenage years for signs of high blood pressure. In young people, it's easy to change all this. Just alter your diet, lose some weight, and don't eat as much. And just talk to your doctor, your friends, whoever know about health, about ways to lower your risk. You want to get on a heart-healthy diet, exercise when the doctor says it's okay, get enough sleep, get the mental stress under control, limit the alcohol, and don't go near near the cigarettes or the marijuana, and then know your numbers, blood pressure, your weight, your cholesterol, and your blood sugar, and you'll avoid all this havoc.
All right, very important. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist focusing on hearts is his specialty. Certainly the stroke story is important from him to get his perspective on it. And coming up, concerns about consuming too much saturated fats and what that may do to your heart, according to a new study. That's up next year. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Dazzle holiday parties with your own barista. Here's entertaining expert Cece Carmichael.
The new automatic Jura Z6 is my personal barista. It uses exclusive technology to make the perfect espresso, cappuccino, and lattes from whole beans.
For a new twist on great traditions,
classic Domani green bean casserole is a must serve. Add bacon or mushrooms to make it your own. And a dessert, Frito-Lay seasonal dipped pretzels, chocolate-covered potato chips, and raspberry and chocolate-flavored popcorn. Salty and sweet.
More at videopump.tv. Holiday shoppers are spending an average of $900, 8% more than last year. Techlicious editor Suzanne Cantra says,
the top five tech gifts are laptops, TVs, smartphones, tablets, and gaming consoles.
Suzanne's picks through Cyber Monday?
LG's beautiful 55-inch V6 OLED is $1,799, $200 off. PlayStation 4 is $50 off. Smartphone cases at OtterBox up to 20% off. BJ's Wholesale has deals like Skullcandy Grind wireless headphones for just $50.
More at techlicious.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is Good Day Health, a postscript on one item this week that's a value that you ought to know more about, especially this is a holiday weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. And as we get started with buying gifts and giving gifts, the parties, all that sort of thing, family gatherings, the holidays get, for many people, very stressful. Signs of a stressed-out person can range from an increase in acne, dryness of skin, redness of skin, and over time, rapid aging. Most of this has to do with the body's response to stress, which has to do with the response to stress, your body's response to stress, which is overproducing hormones like cortisol. Cortisol is critical for the regulation of our metabolic and blood pressure, metabolic system, blood pressure, cardiovascular function, that sort of thing. But it also diminishes your body's ability to retain water. So your skin can become dull and dehydrated. Also leads to an increase of oil production in the hair follicles, which can cause acne. So it's the best way to keep your skin looking good around the holidays. Figure out ways to relax, practice self-care, working out, yoga, as we are talking about frequently here on this program. Do that, and good skin care and the feelings of having good skin will follow. All right, with the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient, and who needs holiday stress? You know, it is, as much as we want it to be good, goodwill to men, you know, all that stuff, the feelings from listening to music and having the time with your friends and maybe things slow down a little bit at work, all those things, the really good feelings hopefully outweigh the bad feelings. But here's a way to focus on it if the stress has affected your skin. Advice from Good Day Health. All right, 45 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health as we move our way through some of the important issues. There are a lot of, even though it's a holiday week, a lot of discussion and decisions made and publications that are heralding some of the research that's been done, including, once again, a focus on saturated fat. Can we? I think it's hard to find a week that goes by we don't talk about something, whether it's coconut oil, canola oil. Didn't we just last week, the week before, talk about some, what ones you should be using? I mean, I think you said we should take a teaspoon of one of them every day. It's good for lower body fat. Do I remember that conversation?
Well, there was a report. There was a report about taking a tablespoon of canola oil, which selectively would lower the amount of abdominal fat that you have in your body. And then I got a lot of comments about the questions about safety of canola oil, and that is a bit of a controversy, and I'm still trying to fully research that myself, and I think you have to just choose the canola oil selectively. That's a manufactured type of oil, but it seems in some studies to be very good for the heart, but there are some concerns if you use the wrong manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
But what came out this week is we know that saturated fats raise cholesterol, but what we don't know, the news is, we now know that saturated fats actually cause plaquing in the coronary, so-called coronary artery disease, when the big vessels that you can see sitting on top of the heart get plaqued up, get narrowed up, the opening just closes down. This is called coronary artery disease, and out of the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, they report that consuming high levels of saturated fats, these are fats that are found in butter, lard, red meat, dairy fat, and palm oil, they raise the risk of getting coronary artery disease. However, replacing just 1% of them with healthier fats, nuts, whole grains, and plant proteins appear to reduce the risk by up to 8%. And these findings definitely refute the idea this past year that butter is back, because it doesn't sound to me from this study that butter is really back. So replacing sources of saturated fats in our diets with unsaturated fats from vegetable oils, nuts, seeds, and seafood, as well as high-quality carbohydrates, is one of the easiest ways to reduce our risk of heart disease. And I do, like the DASH diet, like low-fat dairy products.
Do you like butter? You didn't. You said we were talking about butter, but what do we do with butter?
No, I would put butter on the side. If you're looking for a buttery spread, I kind of like Smart Balance products.
Yes, I know you've told me that. I get Smart Balance peanut butter because you say, well, peanut butter is a good source of protein, and you've said that, and we're not getting paid to say this, but that their product, their Smart Butter, their Smart Balance peanut butter is also good for the same reasons that you talk about their other products.
Yeah, I think so. If you're asking me what do I do for butter, I use Smart Balance.
Mm-hmm. And what do I use for peanut butter? I use Smart Balance. Okay.
And I like their peanut butter also. The problem is when I buy it, I eat too much of it.
Well, is it bad for you? I thought that peanut butter was good for you. The nuts are good for you, and peanut butter is protein.
It is good for you in moderation if you don't consume it all as soon as you buy it.
But self-control.
But it's one of my trigger foods. I just like it too much, and if when I buy it, it's gone, so I have to be very careful.
All right, yoga in the medical news up next here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Florida with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Good Day Health, a weekly habit and a good one for a lot of people who want to find out what's going on in their bodies. It's your job to find out what's going on. Not Ken's job, not my job, but your job. We say that frequently. The important thing is that you know what's going on in your body. You do that with regular checkups, get the blood work done. I haven't even told you about the blood work. The reality that Meredith and I went up to a special laboratory in New Hampshire to get all of this blood work, 6 pages of blood work that you're going to be the recipient of soon, Ken, so you can look at it and digest it and tell us what's going on. But we had everything we could possibly think of checked so that you know when you look at it, a really good, thorough overview. That's a great way for you to know what's going on in somebody's body to look at the blood work.
How did you find out about this lab and who ordered the blood work?
I went to, remember I've told you about Fred Grover, the doctor seen in Colorado, and he gave me a punch list of certain things that would be good to know about my head and what's going on in my brain, et cetera, et cetera. There are levels of, you know, oxygen and various, you know, like nitric oxide, that kind of stuff. And so he put together the overview or the order for these special things. And I just said, like we've done in the past, just give me everything. Give me a complete, what do they call it? It's a panel of all of the bus, everything, anything you can test.
Some cutting-edge blood work.
Yeah, right. And it was very expensive. However, it's better to feel good about what's going on. By the way, speaking again of the blood work and getting the blood support that you need, that's why Ken is so supportive of what they're doing at Superbeats. Get yourself in. You've heard him talk about it. Get the program started by calling 800-655-4183 and get a free month supply of Superbeats to open up your blood veins, the arteries, and to make sure that blood is getting to all the regions of your heart and your blood pressure stays normal. That's the real benefit. 800-655-4183. All right, so yoga. I've tried it, don't like it. Meredith uses it and loves it. Very good for strength training and lots of other things, apparently, according to this study, Ken.
This is from the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry this week. Antidepressant medications, Doug, are considered primary treatment for major depression. And depression is a problem year-round, but especially unexpectedly around the holidays, it is especially a big problem. But the drugs fail to fully work in more than half of Americans who use them. And now these researchers suggest that a way to boost the effectiveness of these antidepressant drugs is by a breathing-based yoga. So 8 weeks of Sudarshan Kriya yoga improves symptoms of anxiety and depression in patients with major depressive disorder, Doug, who are not responding to antidepressants. So this may be helpful for a lot of people. And depression, it's the most common mental illness in America. The statistics are as recent as 2014. 15.7 million adults in America experienced at least one major depressive episode in the past 12 months. So symptoms of depression, they can include persistent sadness, feelings of hopelessness, pessimism, guilt or worthlessness, fatigue, loss of interest in activities, reduced appetite, weight loss and insomnia. As individuals, it's usually diagnosed, this major depressive disorder, if they experience at least five of these symptoms for at least 2 weeks.
All right. And the breathing is the important part of this, it would seem.
Correct.
Okay, let's spend a moment on diabetes, how to prevent type 2 diabetes, some steps here. I noticed in my blood test, it's always been, you noted it last year, that I'm close to the edge when it comes to being pre-diabetic. And it's all about the sugar. I know that, and I should be smart enough not to be, at this time of year especially, good God, with all the sugar around. So you want to give us a quick thumbnail sketch? We've got about a minute here.
Right. It's actually about the white flour, much more than the consumption of sugar. But currently, 40% of people in America are expected to develop type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. This is the one where you actually are making too much insulin and your body's just not sensitive to it. It usually occurs in people who are overweight. There are ways to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, Doug. And the reason why this is so important, because this will lead to heart attacks, strokes, just ruin the circulation throughout the body, your eyes, your kidneys, just wreak havoc, even your sexual performance. So what can you do? You want to do regular blood glucose screening, as Doug just did. I hope he got his A1C. Above 5.6 is pre-diabetes. Above 6.5 is diabetes. You want to maintain a healthy weight, follow a healthy and balanced diet. Get enough fiber and get active.
Dr. Ken Kronos at 59 Past on Good Day Health.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.